As any, Zebner, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, we may soon learn something about the mysterious person who ran an ad in the local paper bearing a copy of the coat of arms that was found in the locket around the baby's neck. Lum had decided that the wisest policy was not to communicate with the address given in the ad. But Abner's curiosity got the best of him, and he sent a letter in spite of Lum. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. We also discover that this is one of the days that Lum gets to keep the baby at the store. Listen.
Lum, the baby's crying again.
Yeah, I can hear him. I got some of that canned baby food heating on the stove for him. He's hungry, that's all.
Oh.
I can't get over how much Elizabeth has spoiled him in the short time she's been taking care of him.
Why, Elizabeth ain't spoiled him, no.
She ain't.
No, sir.
Ain't you notice how much more he cries now than he used to?
Why, he don't cry no more than he used to, Lum. And he hardly ever cries when he's over at the place there with Elizabeth.
How do you know? You ain't around home during the day.
Oh, well, Elizabeth tells me all about how he's getting along. Fact is, that's all of the first thing she tells me again I get home for supper about the baby.
She's just trying to give her up, that's all. She knows good and well she's spoiled, little Lum. She's trying to give her up.
She ain't no such a thing.
See if the baby's food's warm yet.
Yeah, I'll see. Well, now, let me tell you this, Lum. Elizabeth knows how to take...
Abner, let's not argue about it. At least not while the baby's back there might not starving to death.
I believe it's warm enough, Mom.
Well, good. Get a spoon and... Wait a minute. I believe he stopped crying, ain't he?
Oh, yes, I believe he has. I can't hear nothing no way.
That little rascal must have went back to sleep. Take the food off the stove.
Ain't we going to feed him now?
No, we'll wait till he wakes up. Can't wake a baby up and cram food down his mouth.
Can't, huh?
No, that ain't the scientific way to do it.
Well, I don't believe that's the way Elizabeth does it.
Of course it ain't. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Elizabeth's spoiling that baby with her old-timey methods.
Old-timey methods? Now, listen here, Lum. You can't say that
about... I told you once we wasn't going to argue about this. Facts is facts. We may as well face them. I know this was going to happen to little Lum, but that's all going to be changed from now on.
Changed?
Yes, sir. Starting today, we're keeping him right here at the store all the time. I've decided that definite.
Now, Lum, you said to yourself that me and you ain't fit to be bringing up a young'un. Leastways, not while we're still trying to run the store at the same time.
Well, I've taken care of that. Little Lum's going to have a nurse.
A nurse?
Yes, sir. A registered nurse. What do you think of that?
Well, now, where's he going to get himself a nurse?
He's already got one.
Huh?
Before you come in this morning, I put a call in on the party line and said I wanted to hire a good nurse. And right away, I got a call from Miss Blair.
Miss Blair?
Yeah, you know, Miss Macmillan's sister.
Oh, her.
She's a registered nurse now, and a good one, too.
And you hired her without talking it over with me?
Yeah, I didn't want to waste no time. She charges quite a bit, but I figure it'll be worth it. Uh-oh. He's crying again. Is that food still warm enough?
Wait a minute, and I'll see.
I was hoping Miss Blair would be here by now so she could take over.
I'm afraid this stuff is kind of cold, Lum.
Well, put it back on the stove, then. This food's got to be just the right temperature, I know that. Miss Blair knows all about them things.
Well, I don't care what she knows. I don't believe you ought to went and hired her, Lum. We don't need her here.
Yes, we do now. Special since you sent that letter to Kansas City yesterday.
Well, I don't see what that's got to do with it. All I done, the letter just asked them what that insignia stands for, and if they knowed any strayed babies that had the same insignia on a locket.
Well, that's enough to get us in trouble. And that's why we need somebody to watch the baby all the time, not let nobody kidnap him or nothing like that.
I believe this food's warm enough now, Lum.
Oh, well, take it back. Granny's, I believe he stopped crying again.
He
must have went back to sleep. Take the food off the stove.
Take it off? Well, now, Lum, I believe we ought to feed him.
No, let him sleep. It'll do him good. Growing boy needs lots of sleep. Anybody will tell you that.
They will, huh?
Why, sure. Miss Blair will tell you that. Wish she'd hurry up and get here.
Well, now, Lum, I don't see how Miss Blair can keep the baby from being kidnapped.
Well, she can scream, can't she?
Scream? I reckon she can. I don't know her. What's that got to do with it?
Well, if she sees some suspicious feller sneaking into the thieves' room, she can holler out and we can rush back there and save the baby.
Oh, yeah, I reckon we could, yeah.
But that ain't the only reason we need her. You see, if any of the fellas from the secret club or whatever it is that's got that insignia come spying around here, I want to be able to show them that we're taking as good a care of that baby as anyone can take.
Well, Elizabeth can take better care of them than anybody else, and I know she can.
No, we need somebody professional, like a registered nurse.
Oh, prattle.
Somebody that knows the scientific way to do these things. Don't forget, Miss Blair went to college to learn all about medics and such as that. And since then, she's been practicing for several years.
Practicing for several years.
Yes, sir.
She can't get the hang of it, huh?
What do you mean, can't get the hang of it?
Now, Lum, if we're going to have a nurse, why don't we get one that knows how to do it, not one that's still practicing?
Abner, this is a different kind of practicing. It don't mean learning. It means actual working at the trade.
Uh-oh.
The baby's waking now. Hurry up and get his food, Abner.
Well, it's cold again now, Lum.
Well, put it on the stove.
Strange,
can't you use your head once in a while?
Well, every time I put it on the stove, you want me to take
Wonderful.
It off?
Wonderful world.
Oh, well, howdy, Cedric.
Yeah, hello, Cedric.
You're just in time to see the baby get fed, Cedric.
I wish you fellas would call me Mr. Cedric.
Mr. Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Mr. Cedric, president of the We Hunt Blindfolded Wildcat Carrier Pigeon Company, Incorporated.
I see.
I got a message here for you.
A message?
Yes, ma'am.
My dog is from that fella in Kansas City?
No, Mom, I don't think so.
Oh.
Abner, pay attention to the baby's food there. It ought to be warm enough by now.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'm tending to it right. Oh, just wait. He stopped again.
Crazy, he has, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, take it off the stove.
Well, now, look.
Take it off. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, my.
What was that message you got, Cedric?
It's from Miss Blair. She gave it to me just before she left town.
Left town. But she can't do that. I just hired her to work for us.
Well, I don't know nothing about that. She said this note would explain everything. Here, do you want to read it?
Yeah. I mean, she's got an R running out on us this way.
Yeah, what'd she say, Lum?
Let me get it open here first.
Well, hurry up. What is it?
She says, Dear Mr. Edwards, I'm very sorry that I won't be able to work for you. But I am leaving to take a much more important job. Grannies, I don't know what's more important than this job here.
I'm glad she's leaving. Yes, sir, glad.
Since talking to you this morning, I have learned of the great need for trained graduate nurses for immediate duty with the armed forces. 3,000 a month are needed, and they're needed right away.
Well, I do know. 3,000 a month. My doggies, that's a lot of nurses.
Yeah. I bound you that ain't enough to go around, either.
Well, what else does she say there?
Where was that? And they're needed right away. I know it is no easy job I've picked out for myself, but when I think of our soldiers and sailors out there fighting and giving their lives for our country, I know that I must contribute myself and my training to take care and comfort these boys.
Well?
I feel that I must not fail in my duty. Hoping that you will understand, I remain your friend, Miss Blair.
Well, I do know.
Oh, Granny's Abner now. That's all right.
Yes, it is.
Makes me think a smart deal more of her, too.
Yeah.
I never realized before that women folks could be heroes just as much as soldiers can.
I never neither. A woman hero, that's what she is.
Here she is, giving up a good job here at home, making good money, and having all the comforts to join up with the Red Cross because she knows she can't fail in her duty.
Oh.
Now, there's a woman to be admired.
Good for Miss Blair. Wasn't that all right?
I don't know. Answer it and see.
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello, jot him down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Oh, just a minute. Say, Lum.
Yeah, who is it?
It's another registered nurse, she said, and she wants to know if that job is still open.
Tell her no.
No?
Yeah, I ain't going to hire no registered nurse when the Army and Navy need them as bad as they do. Tell her no.
No, it ain't. Mom? But now, if you'll get in touch with the Red Cross, why, they've got a job for you. Yes, Mom, they're needing all the nurses they can get. All right. Goodbye.
Say, I believe the baby's crying. I think I can hear him.
Oh, you want me to put the food back on the stove line?
No, I just thinking here, Abner.
Uh-huh.
Take the baby over to your place.
To my place?
Why, sure. Elizabeth knows how to feed him. Hurry up, don't just stand there with your mouth open.